Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, yes, good afternoon. I am so excited. I want to wish you all a happy new year, a happy 2016. Hopefully you had a great Christmas and a good new year. We took those 2 weeks off so I can get refreshed and strategize and get really planned out for what this year has to bring in 2016. So I want to welcome you all to Finding Your Hidden Treasure. If this is your first time tuning in, just know that sit back, relax, and you're in for a good show for the next 30 minutes. My name is Faye Odelika. I'm your host. And we've been on air since April 2014, and we've had a great time. Various guests have come on our show. We talk about various topics, from what is happening in our community to what is happening in the business world, or in the marketplace, of course, what's going on in our government and politics, and as well as empowering our community, especially our youth. So we talk about a lot of different things on this platform, but really what the main focus is to inspire and empower people. As I am an award-winning international speaker, I'm an author, I'm a radio host. My background, I used to be a nurse and health educator, and in the religious studies as well. And I began my journey as a full-time entrepreneur back in 2011 through 2013. I was doing research, launched the business in 2013, and since then, different things have been taking place. But I'm really, really excited what 2016 has to bring. And so that's why today's episode is a special episode. We're talking about first things first. And so I want you all to go ahead and also, as you sit back and relax, make sure you take out pen and paper, because we're going to be talking about how can we strategize to make sure that 2016 is a year of great abundance. Last year, God gave me the word. He said 2015 was the year of great expectations. And I tell you, within the last 2 months of last year, God blew my mind. I said, God, I don't know. You told me great expectations. I'm still waiting. There was some here and there throughout the year, but nothing really that knocked me off my feet. The last 2 months of 2015, God really did some amazing things. So I truly believe when we plan ahead and we put God to the test, as you also know, I'm a person of faith. I am a follower of Jesus Christ. I'm a Judeo-Christian believer. And I generally don't talk about faith on my show, but it may come in and out. I can't hold it back. That's who I am. I've always been this way. I grew up in the church. So I want to just put that out there for you all that are listening. So really, really excited because God said 2016 is the year of great abundance. We go from expectation to abundance. But as we transition from expectation to abundance, we have to have a plan in place. Because in the word it says, write it down and make it plain. It says, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. Knowledge is not only information you receive, but it's what do you do with that information. So I truly believe if we have a plan in place for 2016, we will be amazed to receive and be prepared for the abundance that comes ahead. So I really, really want to go ahead and jump right into what we're going to talk about to help you get ready for 2016. Because when we think about the new year, we always hear the word New Year's resolution. And everyone's excited to have a list of New Year's resolutions, whether it's losing weight, exercising, saving money, get a new job, go back to school, have a family, better family, whatever those things are for whatever people are thinking about to really help them to realize maybe they had some goals the year before they did not reach. Or maybe as they were reflecting on the end of the year, they realized there were some things that they needed to have in place, or there were some goals that they wanted to reach moving forward. When we think about New Year's resolution, I no longer want it to just be a list that we have and we hold it for today is the eighth day of the year. And statistics have shown, and probably I can say this just by experience, people probably already started falling off their New Year's resolution. I know I am one of them. Mine was to exercise. I had every intention. And since the new year, I've not been able to get home at a decent time to exercise at night. So I am going to try to figure out how to get that in my regime, but I am determined. And that's an example. You see, I have every intention to exercise. It's in my phone every night at 10 p.m. to do the treadmill for 30 minutes. But as it's the eighth day, I have not touched the treadmill yet. I have every expectation to do so, but it has not happened. So I have to be more persistent, and I have to get things. First things first. I have to put things in perspective. And so that's what first things first means, is prioritizing, putting things in perspective to know what is most important for you in this season of life. I know I have many mentors and many great men and women in my life who have imparted in me and encouraged me and given me so much great wisdom. But for the women mentors that I have, I ask them, can women have it all? And a good amount of them, if I asked 8 women, 7 of them said in seasons, not all at one time. And so I think that's where the New Year's resolution idea comes from, is realizing that some years our priorities and perspectives may change based on what's going on. We may have every anticipation to have reached a goal the prior year, but for whatever reason, life happens. And it's so interesting that yesterday I was at a conference with Shelley Mitchell, and she was talking about that, how life happened. She shared her story and what she had to go through, and then she talked about how she overcame those challenges. And so it's the same thing, that life happens, but when you set a goal, let's say you set a goal for 2015 and you didn't reach that goal, don't beat yourself down. Maybe you made baby steps to get closer to that goal. But now as it's the beginning of the year, putting a plan in place that you're able to reach that goal and say, mission accomplished. Just like 007, say, mission accomplished. That's what we want at the end of the year. When December 31st, 2016 rolls around, which before you know, be a blink of an eye, you want to state mission accomplished for whatever goal you place on January 1st, 2016, or whatever date you scheduled or planned your New Year's resolution or your strategic plan for the year. I know I do mine towards the end of the year, probably the last few days of the year, so I can be ready when January 1st comes. I'm already geared up and ready to go. So let's go ahead and talk about what needs to be first things first. How do you need to prioritize your life? And I say this from experience. I actually had a group of my friends that we were on the phone and we were talking about, for this year, what is our priority in our life? As there's various areas of your life, as you Google wheel of life or wheel of health, you'll see various wheels. Some may have 5 wheels. Some may have 7 wheels. Some may have 8 pieces to it. When you look at it, the main core parts of our life are financial, spiritual, emotional, and/or mental. You can group them together. You can separate them. Physical, relational, professional. Just about 6. Generally, those are the 6 areas of life that we look at. If we were to compartmentalize our life or put our different areas of our life in a department. So when you think about it, understanding that there's 6 areas of your life. And one of the examples that I received when I was in school was that our life are like gauges. When you put gas in your car, it's full. But as you're using the car and the gas is being used through the different parts of the car to make it run, then eventually that gas level is going to start decrease and decrease, and then eventually it's going to be depleted. You have an empty tank, and then you have to refill it again. That's the same thing with every area of your life. If you are not living a well-balanced life, and everything doesn't have to be perfect, but just balance. There's a difference between perfection and having a balance in your life. And when we look at having a balance in our life, then that helps us to understand that every department, every compartment of our life needs to be balanced. Because if you are a very spiritual person, and this was me many years ago, very spiritual person, but relationally not so great, financially not so great, physically so-so. But as I was so focused on my spiritual life and other areas of my life were not as balanced or not equal in weight, it started to affect my spiritual life because my spiritual life was compensating for the areas of my life that were not balanced or not full. And so as we move forward in 2016, I want us to think about that. How are we going to live a balanced life? How are we going to make sure that every gauge of our life is either contently balanced or it's full? Because you want to be able to say that when you set your goals for 2016, you're able to achieve them. But you have to be in the right state of mind. So they need to make sure that the things that we're looking at when we talk about these goals are also correlating with the level of gas, energy, expectations, or intentions, or focus and prioritization in that area. So the question I want to ask you all is, what do you believe is your most important goal to reach this year? And when you think of that, that will help you to prioritize what needs to take place for the rest of the year, because you may say your priority for this year is to go to school. If your priority for this year is to go to school, How is that going to affect every other area of your life? And what are you going to do to make sure that goal is achieved? And I truly believe long-term goals should be broken down into short-term goals. And, of course, using the SMART. The SMART technique is, The SMART goal, as I looked that up, it's really understanding that we have to put a plan in place in order to reach those goals, breaking down those big goals that you may have in your life and breaking them down so they're achievable. Because sometimes some people, and I'm one of those as well, is that with big projects or big goals, sometimes I get lost because I get so overwhelmed. But when I break it down into small goals, it helps it to be more manageable, and I'm able to make a plan in place in order to make sure that I achieve that goal. So that's something I wanted to think about. So I'm going to give you 1 minute to think about what is the most important goal you have in your life this year. Because for this show, I want to make sure that the end of this show, that we have a plan in place in order to make sure that we understand what season we are in life. Because there's some areas, some seasons in your life, you may be focused on family, or you may be focused on yourself, or you may be focused on your business or professional career. You may be focused on your finances. You may be focused on your health. Whatever other areas of your life you may be focused on, but for this season in 2016, what do you truly believe is your number one priority in making sure that this goal is achieved before this year is over in 2016, December 31st, 2016? All right, and I got the SMART technique because my mind just went completely blank, and I should be ashamed of myself because I should know this like the back of my hand. So the SMART technique is a golden rule that many people use in setting goals and objectives and making sure that they're reasonable, they're achievable. And so when we think about SMART, it's an acronym, and S stands for specific. You target a specific area for improvement. M is for measurable. Quantify or at least suggest an indicator of progress. A is for attainable or achievable, assuring that an end can be achieved. R is for relevant. Is the right goal at the right time for you? And that's why I say it's important to understand what season of life you are in order to prioritize your life. And then T, which stands for time related, and that specify when the results can be achieved. So when you put this system in place in order to help you to make sure that your goal is realistic, it's appropriate, that you are able to achieve it, you want to use this simple technique, SMART, to help you to do something. You can Google it or just search SMART technique or SMART goals, and then you can be able to see the breakdown on how to use it. But once again, S is for specific. That's to target a specific area for improvement. M is for measurable. Quantify or at least suggest an indicator of progress. A is for attainable or achievable, and that's assuring that an end can be achieved. R is for relevant, and that means the right goal at the right time for you. T is for time related. Specify when the results can be achieved. When you think about that, I want you to, if you haven't done a vision board, to do a vision board. And if you don't know what a vision board is, I will also tell you to Google that or do a search engine on that. For time's sake, we may not be able to touch upon that in its entirety. But really what a vision board is casting out your vision. It's really helping you to understand it's identifying your ideal life. Putting it almost like in a collage. You know, when we talk about the different areas of your life, your spiritual, your financial, your physical, your mental, emotional, your, spiritual, financial, mental, emotional, physical, professional, and relational. Those are the general six areas of your life when we talk about the wheel of life that you want to look at. And so you want to take a blank sheet of paper or a blank poster board, or even there's electronic versions of making a vision board online, and you're going to go ahead and identify what is your ideal situation for each area of your life. And I can attest to this vision board because I even just prioritizing your life. It just helps you to get rid of the clutter. It helps you to stay focused. It helps you to understand where you should be putting your energy, because your energy affects your flow. And even as the beginning of this year, I was having a conversation with a group of friends, and we prioritized certain things in our life this year. And just by that small conversation we had, or that small moment or attention that we put in this particular area of our life, I mean, it has decluttered. It's made clarity, especially for me. It's helped me to identify where I need to put my focus, where I don't need to put my focus, maybe having an open mind or a different perspective of how I approach certain things or deal with certain things. So when we sit down and really plan out our year, we'll be amazed at what can happen. And the reason why I believe first thing is first, I also believe that from a biblical perspective, because the Jewish people in the Old Testament, they gave their first fruits. There is actually a festival of that when they give their first fruits unto the Lord. So when they receive a harvest, the first, if they're planting, let's say agriculturally, if they're planting seeds and they receive their harvest, the first portion of their harvest would go to God. That would be their sacrifice or their first fruits. And in the Christian arena, we call that tithes, and that's giving 10% of your wages or your income. So every time you get paid or every time you have some kind of income come in, passive or active income, that you actually take 10% of that and let that be your first fruits in giving it unto the Lord. And truly that is definitely a major principle that a lot of people lose, and even myself, I kind of slid away from that. But realizing that the moments of my life when I was so dedicated to giving my 10% tithes, whether it's my time or my talent to the community, or whether it's my financial ties to the church, and it's not just about finances. It's about your time, your talent, your expertise. However you can benefit, someone else can benefit from you. That's where your first fruits is about. And so as this show is the first show that we're doing for this year, my first fruits is really imparting on you all understanding the importance of giving to others, the importance of prioritizing your life so you're able to be a blessing, you're able to do much more. Because when you have a plan in place and you prioritize it, you look at your first fruits, you make a plan to figure that, you make a plan to reach that goal. As you move through that, you're able to give back to others. You're able to be the person you're meant to be because you have a plan in place. So you know when things don't align with what you expect for this year to be, then you know that's not where your focus needs to be. Or even if opportunities come that may reflect the main focus that you have for this year, it helps you to also identify, is that opportunity right for where you are in life? Because there are many great opportunities that come your way, but that doesn't mean that all of them are good for you. You know, they may be related to what you want to do in life, but is the end result going to be where you want to be? Is this a journey or that path going to be able to take you along the best path that is planned for you? And when we think about that, I really want us to understand why it's important to prioritize our life, first fruits, and understanding what season you are in life. So in the beginning of the show, I asked that question, what is the main goal that you have for this year? What is your number one priority for this year? And it may be short term. Maybe for the next 3 months, your first priority is to do your finances. Make sure your financial situation is in order. Maybe you want to start a business or go back to school, or your family situation is changing, or you want to save more, whatever that situation is for you. Or maybe it is to travel the world or start a business, whatever it is for you, whether it's short-term or long-term, have a plan in place and prioritize it. Figure out what needs to be done to make sure that goal is accomplished. Because remember, we want to say mission accomplished at the end. And so as we talked about the vision board, as we talked about the SMART technique, the next thing I want to talk about, and I think this is so important, is realizing our spiritual component of our lives. I think that is so important as we look for 2016. And during the holiday season, that's when the church attendance increases drastically. But as soon as the holiday season is over, people stop coming to church because they only attend church on the most important days, Easter, Christmas, and or New Year. And so I want to challenge you all, as we're looking at 2016, have your spiritual life be one of your priorities. And I say that because we were spiritual beings before we became humans. And when you realize that your spirit man or your spiritual life is just as important as your earthly life, then that's also an opportunity to have a balance, because I personally, as a Christian, can't imagine living my life without my spiritual being, living my life without the understanding or the awareness of the spiritual world or my spiritual life or my spiritual connection with God. You know, whatever your faith is or whatever you believe, and I am not putting pushing my views or my values or my Christian beliefs on anyone, but this is just my perspective. I can only speak from where I am. And so even though I've educated myself in a lot of different religions around the world, for me, understanding that I wanted to make sure that this show was important as helping you all to put first things first, prioritize, but also realize this is my first fruits that I'm giving to God through my radio show and saying everything that I do that is first for this year, I want to make sure that I acknowledge him in what I'm doing. I want to make sure that he understands that I am greatly appreciative of all the things he's done for me, because I would not be at this point in my life if God was not by my side. I would not be at this point in my life receiving the blessings that are to come as he gave me a promise of a great abundance. And I believe that's a message not just for me or a blessing for me, but that's a blessing for you all too, because God owns it all. So if he's able to bless one person, he can bless as many people as he wants. But he's looking for those who are willing to do his work. He's looking for those who are willing to build an intimate relationship with him. So when we think about a spiritual life, I think that's also important to make sure if you are another spiritual person or a religious person or religious and spiritual, however you want to go about that, I would say look into understanding who you are. And when you have that spiritual connection, you have a better understanding of you. You have a better understanding of your purpose, because I'm also not just an author, speaker, radio host, and business coach, but I'm also a purpose and passion activator. And I truly believe when we find our purpose in life, then we're able to achieve much more things because we are focused. We know why we're here on this earth. We know why what we have to accomplish because we know our purpose. And your purpose is connected to your passion. And so I also want to share, too, that this at the end of this month, there's an opportunity if you are questioning or you don't know your purpose and you want help identifying that. On January 29th at 6:30 p.m., which is a Friday, I am a co-author of a book, Resilient Living Life by Design. It's 12 women around the country sharing our stories of overcoming challenges through the principle of resilience. And it was spearheaded by Dr. Deanna Murphy, and I want to thank her for that opportunity. And with this book, using it as a platform and to really empower people to find their purpose, no matter what you've been through in life, no matter the challenges that you had in life, realizing that your purpose is still waiting for you, realizing that God knew all the good and bad that would happen to you, but that doesn't negate you, that doesn't make you not able to achieve that purpose. I truly believe even sometimes the hardships in life help us to identify a purpose. And as my story, I was able to identify my purpose through the economic crash, realizing that there was more to me than just being in healthcare. There was more to me than on the journey that I was leading towards, that God had much more in store for me. So by going through those hardships in life, I found my purpose and I identified that I'm a much stronger person. I have so much to give to this world. I have so much to offer, being aspirations in politics and being involved in the community and a community leader and all those different things, that purpose came from that. So when we're able to prioritize our life, when we're able to put a plan in place, when we're able to put a system in place to achieve those goals and dreams by having a vision board, by using the SMART technique, by removing the clutter in our lives, because we know our focus for this year is whatever you have decided that your focus is going to be for the year, and that's what you're going to focus on in order to not be distracted, to not be frustrated. And when you have your vision board and when you have your SMART goals in place, it helps you to post it somewhere where you will see it every day to remind yourself of what you're working towards. Because sometimes we will be frustrated or distracted and move away from what we had planned out to achieve. So wherever you is a high traffic place in your job or your home or at school, wherever you continually will be someplace, make sure you have either a picture of your vision board or actually your vision board there or your goals for the year to help you to remember this is your focus. Because there may be days that you wake up and you say, today is not a good day, I don't feel like getting out of bed, or I'm upset, things aren't going as planned, when you look at your goals and you look at what you plan out for the year, that will help you to realign yourself, to regain your focus, and to keep striving to reach that goal and dream. So if you are someone that wants to identify what is your purpose in life and you really don't know what it is, and you want to make sure that 2016 is a purposeful year, you want to make sure that 2016 is a year that you achieve all that is in, all the goals and dreams you want in life, as well as to really understand who you really are, then I would say if you are in the South Florida area, you definitely want to come out and check Celebrating Women with a Purpose. Live with Purpose, Passion, and Power. And once again, that is January 29th, which is a Friday at 6:30 p.m. If you'd like more information, you can connect with us on our social media. And at the end of the show, I will provide our social media platform that you can connect with us in order to find out more information about that event. And also this evening, as a business coach, I truly believe the best time to start a business, the best time to start anything, is definitely at the beginning of the year, because you're all excited about the new things in life. You're all excited about having new things in place. And so this evening at 7 p.m. Eastern time, we're having Jumpstart Your Speaking Career, where it's a free webinar. Understand how can you start your speaking career, how can you improve it, and how can you take it to the next level. So if that's you and you're thinking, hey, I have a story to share, I don't know how to share it, or I'm a speaker, but, you know, I still need some work, or I want to become a speaker, but I don't know how, you definitely want to check out this webinar it's having this evening at 7 p.m. Eastern time. It's a one-hour, 60-minute webinar that's taking place. And once again, I'm an award-winning international speaker, author, and soon-to-be best-selling author, praying for an opportunity to come through to be a part of a best-selling opportunity, and business coach and speaker coach. You know, my focus is working with startup businesses, either individuals who want to become speakers or individuals who want to become professional coaches. So if that's you, I definitely want to extend that invitation to you as well. So as we talk about realizing first things first, I want to challenge you all to have a vision board. Figure out what priority, what season of life you're in. Prioritize based on the season of life you're in. Have a vision board. Use the SMART technique in order to achieve those goals and put a system in place. Work at it. Be focused. Do not get distracted, because things will happen in life. Life is unexpected. But I also say life is the best teacher. But if you allow your perspective to be appropriate and right as life happens to you, then you will never lose your course. You may, as they say, you may fall, but you'll get up again. And so I want to challenge you all and encourage you all, whatever goals you set out for 2016, know that it won't be easy. Because if it was easy, everyone would be doing it. Everyone would be successful in doing it. But truly, those who are successful are the ones who stay the course no matter what. It's truly the ones who are determined, who are persistent, who are overcome challenges and obstacles. But at the end of the day, they say, I have mission accomplished, just like 007. Mission accomplished. Whatever goals and dreams I set out to achieve, I achieved them because I kept my focus despite what happens in life. And also the spiritual component, realizing as we think about first things first, also think about first fruits and giving your time, your talent, your income, the first portion of it to the Lord, and watch Him bless you, because Malachi chapter 3 talks about the blessings you get when you do give honor to the Lord through your tithes and offerings. And, of course, Deuteronomy 28 talks about blessing and curses. So if you're not a spiritual person, connect with your inner being and understand who you are. If you are a spiritual person, I would say truly understand the principle of first fruits. And if you're a religious person, that's the same advice I'll give as well. Truly connect with your higher being on an intimate relationship and not just a routine or a tradition or something that you do because everyone else is doing. Find your own understanding of who God is by having a personal relationship with Him and understanding it's not about church. It's about you and Him. And, yes, going to church helps because you are surrounded around like-minded people. You are around fellowship, which is very important, that iron sharpens iron. But most of all, the most important thing is having a personal relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, God, the Son of God. So as we close out today, just really want to close in prayer. You can reach us. We are on social media. We are on Facebook. You can go to Fayola Zalika, our business coach, and my name is spelled F as in Frank, A-Y-O-L-A. Last name is Zalika, D as in David, E-L-I-C-A, business coach. We are on Twitter, and that's Fayola Zalika. We are on Tumblr, that's Fayola Zalika LLC. We are on Instagram. We started Instagram. We want to stay hip and keep up with the young people, even though I'm still young myself, but even the younger people. So we are all also on Instagram. We started maybe about a month or so ago. I think actually around Thanksgiving time is when we started on Instagram. So you can connect with us at Fayola Zalika LLC. And so just really, really excited for what 2015 is going to bring. It's a year of great abundance, but you have to plan for it. You have to not only expect it, but you have to wait for it. You know, it's like when you have a special guest coming to the house. If someone says they're going to come visit you, you know that they're coming. You clean the house or tidy up the house or do whatever you need to do or even cook or have refreshments or whatever. That's the same thing when you're expecting a blessing, when you're expecting abundance, when you're expecting new things and great things to happen in your life. You have to be prepared for it and be willing to say, I am here to receive. So I would like to go ahead and close this show in prayer. We are here every Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern time in the wonderful United States of America. So if you all can join with me as we close this show out in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for this opportunity. Lord God, I just thank you for who you are, for you are great and greatly to be praised. Lord God, I thank you for 2015. I thank you for you are not a man that you should lie and your word shall not come at void. As you said, 2015 would be the year of great expectations. And Lord, you showed yourself worthy. You showed yourself mighty and strong. But Father, I just thank you for using me because I am not worthy. I thank you for my listeners, Father, those who will be listening and joining us in the future. Father, I just pray that you bless them. I hope, Father, that they're edified and they're encouraged and they get some great value and information from this radio show as you have allowed us to be here for almost 2 years. This coming April will make 2 years. And, Lord, I just ask, Father, that whatever you do in this year, Father, just show yourself mighty and strong, Lord God. You said it's the year of great abundance, Father. So I ask you, Heavenly Father, help us to have a plan. Help us to prioritize our life. Help us to know what season of life we're in so we could put our focus in that direction, Father. I just thank you and I praise you in advance for the great things you are going to do in 2016. I praise and worship you, God, for the people that you are connecting to this show, Lord God. I pray that your blessing would touch them. I pray your presence would touch them, Father. Those that don't know you, Lord, I pray that they will get to know you. And those that do, I pray that they get to know you even more. So, Father, I thank you for everything. I come with expectations. I come with great abundance. I come with great anticipation for what you will bring in 2016 by using me, by using the different things that I'm doing in the community and business and in politics. But most of all, to my listeners as well, I pray that they will get to realize the great things that you have in store for them in 2016. So, Lord, I thank you for this time. May this be an instance to your throne of grace and mercy, Lord. I thank you for all that you continue to do. I can't even stop saying thank you, Lord, for you are great and greatly to be praised, Lord God. So I just say thank you once again. Oh, in the name of the Father, Son, and Jesus Christ, the Jesus of Nazareth, the Lord who lives, reigns, and has his being, the Lord of Lords and King of Kings, who's worthy to be praised. We close this prayer and we seal it with the blood of Jesus. Amen. So I hope you all have a great weekend. Realize that it's Friday, so relax as it gets closer to the end of this workday. And just realize that life is too short. Enjoy it. And don't take yourself so seriously. It's good to laugh at yourself. It's good to smile. And it's good to have fun. So I hope this year is a great year for you. We look forward to having you all with us throughout this year, tuning in every Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern time in the wonderful United States of America. I love this country. I'm grateful to be here. I just am excited for what's going to come. And I don't know what else to say. So I would just say until next week, you all take care, be blessed. Know that I'm always praying for you guys. I love you all, and we're here for you any way we can. Please connect with us on social media. Don't forget tonight at 7 p.m., we have Jumpstart Your Speaking Career. It's a free webinar, 60-minute-hour webinar that's taking place this evening. If you'd like more information, you can email us. And then on January 29th at 6:30 p.m. on a Friday, you can find out more information about celebrating women with a purpose, live with Purpose, Passion, and Power. And that's also both a free event where you can come and find out how to find your purpose and also receive, it's going to be a book signing as well, my co-authorship book, and Resilience Living Life by Design. I'll be autographing those books. So if you would like to have a copy of that or just come and hang out with some powerful men and women who are serious about living on purpose, come and connect with us, and we'll look forward to having you with us. And our email address is info@fayolaDelica.com, and that's info@fayoladelica.com. Look forward to see you all next week. Take care. Be blessed. Bye-bye.